This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1486, How to Become Motivated to Exercise by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. But I'm sure you're excited to hear today's post. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Become Motivated to Exercise by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Exercise can be a great way to boost motivation in other areas of your life. Daily exercise can create a happy or excited mood and make you more productive and energized throughout the day. These benefits are great, but what if you are lacking motivation to work out? It's hard to apply the benefits of exercise if you aren't motivated to exercise in the first place. While these tips are specific to exercise, they can also be applied to other areas of your life with a little creativity. Set an alarm. My goal is to exercise 7 days a week at a moderate intensity to get my heart rate elevated. This is ideal for me, and there are some weeks I only get 5 days of exercise, but striving for 7 days means that, in the worst case, I get in 5 days and I still get all the good benefits. In order to get my 7 workouts in, I have to set an alarm. I use my phone and always make sure I put it far enough away on my nightstand that I not only have to sit up in bed, but also have to reach way over to shut it off. This way, once I've turned it off, I'm practically up anyway. Most people find that once they're up, and this works for me too. The alarm helps me start my day at the right time and gives me a boost out of bed. You can also apply this alarm setting to any daily task, like cleaning or cooking, or even meetings or meeting deadlines. I know some writers that set an alarm so that they specifically sit down with a blank page to write. By setting an alarm, you're blocking off that time in your schedule and your day to devote energy to that specific task. A pump-up playlist. Sometimes my schedule only allows for an afternoon workout. I enjoy these as they're a great way to de-stress from all my meetings and office tasks, but sometimes the weight of the day drags me down, and I find myself not looking forward to that afternoon workout. This is where my pump-up playlist comes in. It's a specific playlist I only use to get me motivated and excited for my workout. This playlist is totally separate from my workout playlist and is filled with songs that I can't help but tap my toes to, clap, or even get out of my chair and dance to. After a couple of songs, I'm feeling more motivated and excited about the workout, and the blahs I had before are gone. You can also try this by creating a pump-up playlist for any afternoon activity you don't always look forward to. Maybe there's an afternoon class you find boring, or a weekly meeting you aren't psyched about. Playing some new tunes will help you reset and get excited for that afternoon task. It's a great way to switch gears and find focus, especially if it's something you weren't looking forward to before. A 5-minute timer. There are times that despite my organized schedule and pump-up playlist that I still don't want to hit the gym. In times like these, I set my phone's timer for 5 minutes and devote just those 5 minutes to working out. I might start a video at home or just walk around the block, but after 5 minutes, I give myself permission to stop. The trick here is the hardest part is often getting your shoes on and getting out the door. Once you're at the gym or the video is playing, you'll probably complete the workout. By promising yourself only 5 minutes, you get through the toughest part and may have an even more successful workout than usual. This 5-minute timer can be applied to any task you really don't want to do. It may be reading for a class or writing a paper or proposal for work. Whatever it is, set a timer and give yourself 5 minutes. More often than not, once those 5 minutes are up, you'll continue with your task because you've already made progress and gathered some momentum on it. Remember, the hardest part is starting, and once you start, it will be easier to continue forward to completion. You just listened to the post titled, How to Become Motivated to Exercise by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Now, do you get stressed out when planning a vacation? Like where to go, what to do, or where to stay? I've definitely needed some extra help choosing the perfect spot for my next family getaway. And that's why Apple Vacations is so great. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Just think of them as your one-stop shop for that next-level summer vacation. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway with confidence from start to finish. We're talking personalized service, exceptional values, and so much more. Plus, you can choose the most gorgeous destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and the continental US. Each all-inclusive Apple Vacations package includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, drinks, entertainment, and tips. Non-stop transfers are also included at no additional cost at select hotels, so the entire vacation is as seamless as possible. For a limited time, you can use promo code SAND75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com/optimal-health-daily to get this steal of a deal to your favorite Live Aqua resort today. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. For my workouts, I absolutely block off time in my calendar with an alarm setting so that I make sure I cannot schedule anything else during my workouts. And that way my colleagues know I am not available at this time. And I realize that not everyone has that kind of flexibility in their schedules. And so I love the 5-minute timer idea. Just promise yourself you'll do something for 5 minutes, and it could be any task. If you tend to procrastinate, this is a perfect solution to that. And just the other day, I had this experience. It was a long day. It was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is not a time I really like to work out. And I was walking back to my car. My gym bag was in there. It was packed and ready to go. And as I was making my way to the trunk, I was still trying to make up my mind about whether I'm going to work out right now or just drive home. I really wanted to just drive home. And I told myself, even if you get in 5 minutes on the stationary bike, that counts. So I had to convince myself, just go in there for 5 minutes and then you can get out and that counts. Well, as Shalene would have predicted, that 5 minutes turned into 45 minutes. Because once I was in there and I was doing it, I was like, oh, this is not so bad. I'm just going to continue. And sure enough, 5 minutes became 10 minutes, which became 25 minutes, but then became 45 minutes. And I felt so much better for having made that decision. So this stuff really does work. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you again for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.